It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll find out how Eau Claire is changing due in part to the city's booming music scene.
First, we're following up on a story we've been covering for the last few months, the scandal at the Toma VA Hospital. A new report from the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of the Inspector General blames the death of a Marine veteran on the care of the Toma Center. This is the latest news about the larger allegations of overprescription and mismanagement at the Toma VA.
Heath Drusen joins us now. He's a reporter for Stars and Stripes, an independent newspaper that covers issues important to the military community in the United States. Heath, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So, as we mentioned, there's this new report from the Inspector General on this death of a Marine veteran in a VA facility there. What are we hearing from the Inspector General in this new report?
So, what the Inspector General is saying is that this death was the fault, actually, of the hospital. And what they're saying is that there's a few issues that the drugs that he was prescribed were a potentially fatal mix, and on top of that, that the staff of the hospital didn't properly inform him of the potential risks of the drugs. Further, when they found him unresponsive. The really damning thing in there is that the resuscitation efforts were chaotic and that they didn't actually have the proper drugs on hand to help reverse the effects of the overdose that ultimately killed him.
And does this Inspector General's report recommend a course of action, a change in procedures in Toma?
It has recommendations. They're not very specific, but they do say that the regional director should review what happened to determine if administrative action should be taken. So essentially, they're saying the regional director should take a look at this and see if anyone should be disciplined, possibly fired. But it's not very specific. The other thing that they recommend is to look at their emergency procedures. Their resuscitation procedures, they say they need to take a look at that and make sure that they're in compliance with the VA standards for that.
Now, this comes against a backdrop of a lot of accusations at the Toma VA, allegations of overprescribing a particular of opiate medications. Does this new report address that background?
So the report doesn't. I did speak to the IG. I spoke to the IG's office about that because they actually had an earlier report about the Toma VA, and the IG took a lot of heat for that because they actually closed it without publicizing it. It eventually came out in the open, and they had essentially found, they said they found no evidence that there was a problem with opiate prescription. Now, when I asked them if this changed anything, this latest report, they said that they should be looked at separately and that they stood by their earlier report that there were not problems, or at least not systematic problems, with opiate prescriptions at the Toma VA. Now, that's obviously something that that a lot of people disagree with, and certainly some lawmakers have been very critical about.
And you've reported that there are a lot of critics of the VA who have focused their attention on the Inspector General's office itself, saying, in effect, it's there to cover up trouble, punish whistleblowers. What kind of things are you hearing from critics of the IG's office?
The critics of the IG's office, and this goes right up to some pretty prominent lawmakers, they say there's not enough independence. And that the VA has too much say into how the IG operates, and that some of the reports they do, even if they do find something critical, they don't always see the light of day. Now, they haven't had a permanent inspector general in a year and a half, and that's something a lot of critics think is part of the problem. And their acting inspector general, he resigned under pressure in June, and part of that was the accusation that he was not being hard enough on the VA. So they continue without a permanent inspector general, and we'll see if there are going to be some changes with somebody new in charge.
We're talking with Heath Druzan, reporter for Stars and Stripes, about a new report on a death at the VA facility in Tomah. Now, looking nationally here, obviously the VA has gotten a lot of criticism. A lot of that is centered around waiting times at facilities around the country. Are you seeing anything like what's going on at Tomah with these opiate drug issues in other facilities around the U.S.?
Yes. I mean, this is not only a problem across the VA system, but it's really a problem across hospitals in America. I mean, the treatment of pain in the U.S. This is kind of brought into sharp focus that there's a lot of over-prescription of drugs. I've written a bit about that. There's a couple innovative programs that at local VAs that are trying to get people off drugs and do more actual treatment of the pain instead of just numbing it. So you've got things like acupuncture and pool therapy, the problem is getting the bureaucracy to shift its gears and make some of these programs, which have been quite successful, to be a nationwide effort.
Staying on the national level, you also reported on a new proposal from Senator John McCain allowing veterans to seek help more than they currently can from outside the VA system. What would he change, and what's the reaction been from veterans groups?
Well, the details of the proposal, what he's really thinking, that's still a bit of a mystery because he dropped that bill very quietly right before Congress left for a month-long recess. But it's certainly going to be controversial because it gives veterans more choice in where they can go as far as it allows them to have medical visits outside of the VA paid for, even if they don't meet the current standards, which is they're too far away to get treatment or they can't find the treatment they need in a VA center. The flip side of that is, as some people see that as a big step towards privatizing the VA, and a lot of veterans groups have opposed steps like that in the past.
Now, bringing things back to Tomah, we've got this new report from the Inspector General. Is there a sense that that's all we're going to hear from that office now, or will there be more investigations underway?
As far as the Inspector General, I would expect that this report is final as far as this specific issue, because this was an investigation into a single death as opposed to the earlier report, which was an investigation into whether or not there were systemic problems. So I certainly don't think it's the last you're going to hear about it. I imagine that there's going to be more from the family of this veteran, as well as the Wisconsin senators who pushed so hard to have this investigation done. But as far as any follow-up for this specific death, I think probably not. Not from the IG, at least.
Heath, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem.
That was Heath Druzan, reporter for Stars and Stripes, an independent newspaper that covers issues important to the military community in the U.S. He was with us to talk about a new report from the VA's Office of the Inspector General, blaming the Tomah VA and the care provided there for the death of a Marine veteran.